So here's something quite different. We step under a tree to get out of the sun, right? To get some shade. Who wants trees to be a source of light? We want shade from trees. Well, creating glow-in-the-dark plants is a biotechnology project that uses genetic engineering to graft the ability to emit light onto some potted plants that up until now have relied on the sun's light to produce energy and survive. From photosynthesis to photorealism, trees with light bulbs that go off in their heads. Joining us now is Anthony Evans, manager of the Glowing Plant Project in San Francisco. Anthony, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And again, it's not completely clear to me why you would want trees to emit light. They certainly need to absorb light to survive.
Well, the idea here is that lighting consumes a huge amount of the world's electricity supplies and is responsible for as much CO2 emission as all the world's passenger vehicles. And so we asked the question, is there a more sustainable way to do this? You know, nature's very efficient at using the sun's energy and converting that into energy for plants, for our food. And so we're trying to make the sun's energy be very easily stored by a plant and then converted into light for use, you know, by us.
And would you call this open source biotechnology in the sense that you're not necessarily affiliated with some big giant government lab?
Yeah, it's definitely open source. And in fact, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be releasing all of the designs that we've created. In fact, they're already available. If you download Genome Compiler software, you can have a look at those designs. And all of the methods and procedures that we're using, we're going to be publishing online in real time as we develop them and making them available to everyone. And what we really hope to do is to stimulate, you know, lots of other people to look at this as an exciting avenue, both high school kids and get them excited about science and technology and get them, you know, working on this stuff, but also to attract other researchers who can build on the work we're doing and help us realize this vision of streetlights that can be, you know, replaced by nice sustainable trees.
All right, so let's look at the streetlight metaphor here or application that you're talking about. How would this be more efficient than just using photovoltaic collectors that collect sun by day and then give you light by night?
Yeah, the main difference is that those sorts of technologies use a lot of very limited resources. There are small, rare minerals that they need to build these things, and there's a lot of waste that's produced. Whereas plants, if we can get this technology going, plants, you know, they're biodegradable. You know, you can replace them easily. You can grow new ones relatively easily. So the real advantage is that you've got much less waste product, and you're using less of our, you know, very finite resources.
So compared to plants, the photovoltaics really aren't scalable. All right, let's get into the design question here. Are you trying to produce an oak tree with phosphorescent bark or cross an alder tree with a firefly?
Yeah, no, it's going to have to be new trees because in order to get the genes into them, you have to start when the tree's very young. Yeah, trees is definitely something that's further away. The life cycle of a tree, obviously the length of time it takes to grow means your experiments take a very long time. So we're starting at the moment with small plants, you know, that can go in your house, and it will be the whole plant that glows. You need to have living cells, so bark will never glow.
So, okay, that makes perfect sense. If we're talking about candidate plants here, what do you think would be a good candidate for an actual glowing plant?
What you really want is things that have got large surface area. So we're starting at the moment with Arabidopsis, which we've chosen because it's a model organism in science. It's really well understood by scientists, and it has the shortest genome of any plant. So it's a good candidate to start with. But what we want to do is take this to bigger plants. We're going to start with things that are more attracted to the public domain. So our next plant, and we'll start doing this if we reach our stretch goal on Kickstarter, will be a rose. And we really chose that because it's something that's easy, you know, to understand. You know, people, they like roses. It's got some commercial potential, which will allow us to raise additional funds to then invest in more products. After that, bigger plants, bigger surface area, you know, bushes, things like that.
And what's the chimp in the space capsule plant that you've chosen again? Give me the species name.
It's called Arabidopsis. And it's, you're right, it's actually growing on the space station. Not the glowing variety, but they've been growing this on the space station. There's a number of experiments that they're doing up there to see how plants grow in zero gravity.
So at the risk of sounding like, you know, a consumer reporter, I mean, if I went to Kickstarter and saw this, I wouldn't think it was some sort of scam for you to basically get a vacation in Fiji now, right?
I mean, remarkably as it sounds, you know, people within the sort of genetic engineering, synthetic biology community, when we talked about this project, they kind of yawn because this has been done by scientists for a long time. Scientists are well acquainted with using bioluminescent as a marker for these kind of projects. What's different about this project is just that we're taking this to the public who really don't know anything about that. And we really want to raise awareness to, you know, some of this amazing technology that's being done in labs across the country.
And what's the advantage of doing this open source and almost grassroots, relying on some of the technology that, as you say, is already established?
So the real reason for doing that is I think that the more people you can attract to an ecosystem, the faster development of that ecosystem will take place. And you know, just as we saw with the birth of the internet, once the tools of creation get put in many, many hands, then you've got a lot more, you've got incentives for people to do stuff. You know, at the moment, you wouldn't be able to do a glowing plant in a research lab because it's not cutting edge science, and yet it's got potential. And it's also not clear exactly what the commercial market is at this stage. So, you know, you put those two together and it becomes something that tinkerers and people in their garage can start playing with. And when that starts happening, then you can kickstart the whole wave of innovation and hopefully, you know, create a new ecosystem around this.
All right. Putting it together, biotechnology-wise, Anthony Evans is manager of the Glowing Plant Project, using an open source approach to develop glowing plants that might eventually replace street lamps. Anthony, thanks so much.
Thanks. And you can see our project on Kickstarter if anyone wants to have a look in more detail.
We'll do it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.